Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. The Gen 40 heaters are back in stock. With skyrocketing heating bills, they sold out and will go fast again. If you missed the last special, order fast and now at EdenPureDeals.com. For this week or until they run out, you can get the stylish and strong Eden Pure Gen 40 heater with code Howie50.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're going to continue to see political stunts from many Republicans out there, and that's not how we're going to fix this issue. They want to secure the border. We've been doing that work on our own.
State and not visit the border because there's more important thing going on.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You're stepping aside. Do you think President Biden should step aside for a younger generation?
I thought I recognized you. I gave you a plate of corn muffins back in 1947 to paint my chicken coop, and you never did it.
I think President Biden has done an excellent job as president of the United States. I hope that he does seek re-election. He's been a great president.
Look at what he's accomplished.
You think he should run again?
Yeah.
Wait, what?
CNN is saying it's going to reevaluate its relationship with Twitter.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 617 says names and dates of that Christmas party. I was just doing the math in my head. It was 1993. And it was a guy who'd replaced me on the Boston station when I was fired. But then I was back at work by Christmas. And he got drunk and mistook his wife for a Duraflame log and was arrested. And being a good citizen, I had to call both newspapers and tell them. And he was fired shortly. The guy who replaced me after I was fired was fired shortly thereafter. He got a bad ice cube. There comes a night when the best get tight, and he was far from the best. I'll tell you that. All right. 844-500-4242. Here's the story I just saw the headline for. Grace would have read this one. This was a pretty funny story, actually. Gainesville, that's where the University of Florida is, obviously. A college student, I have my doubts about the fact that whether he's a college student. His name is Alberto Araya, 19. He's behind bars after two residents who did not know him found the man naked in their apartment in Gainesville. He was arrested on charges of burglary and multiple counts of property damage. He was recorded on security footage damaging the exit sign at the Standard Apartments while wearing only green shorts. Green shorts. He then entered an apartment of people he doesn't know. When the two residents, who were female, returned home, they found Araya standing completely naked in their living room. The residents immediately fled. Araya left about 15 minutes later, still not wearing any clothes. Inside the apartment, hundreds of dollars worth of damage was caused. Here's the funny part of the story. Alberto Araya, an alleged college student, claimed he was inside the apartment because he believed his wife was there. He claimed one of the victims was his wife, but was unsure which one. Detectives later determined Araya is not married. That's a shocker. So I went to that website, and there's also a story about Representative Joe Harding resigns after DOJ indictment. This is another PPP fraudster. This is a Republican, by the way, so I just want you to know we cover the waterfront when it comes to PP indictments, as PP abuse, as Joe Biden calls it. So this guy, Representative Joe Harding, and by the way, he was one of the sponsors of the Don't Say Gay bill. It's called Don't Say Gay. That's not what it was, the parental rights and education law. So he's a conservative, but he was involved in a scam, according to the Justice Department. He was applying for coronavirus-related small business loans for his dormant, they call them dormant businesses. That's also known as an out-of-business business. Dormant is a, I thought a volcano was dormant. I didn't know businesses could be dormant. The Vac Shack, I don't know what the hell that means. And Harding Farms, LLC, Limited Liability Corporation. The Solon reported that the two businesses had a combined revenue of more than $800,000 in the year before the panic and had six employees. However, prosecutors say the businesses had no employees and no revenue in 2019. So he grabbed $150,000. He was a piker compared to the Reverend and his son, the men of the cloth, the men of God. Just days before applying for the COVID relief, the statesman allegedly filed paperwork with the state to reinstate the business in order to make it appear that they were active. When he resigned and made his statement before his initial appearance in federal court, I will close with this verse. For he in his own way is a man of God. He wanted to quote with some biblical scripture. For I know the plans I have for you, declareth the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. That's Jeremiah 29. On my translation of that? Not guilty, Your Honor. Not guilty. 844-500-4242. You know, I never tire of repeating that the Globe, a couple of years ago, named as their Bostonian of the Year, one Monica Cannon Grant, a racist, plus-sized BLM grifter, who made the most horrible, horrible comments about some of her her political foes, like Rayla Campbell. So the Globe named
regardless of how many white penises you ride, and I ain't mad at you, sis, because if you ride in that mother for a credit score, get you that house, boo, get your 40 acres and your mule.
So that was the woman the Globe named as Bostonian of the Year, or one of them. And a couple of months later, she was indicted on 18 counts of fraud, of stealing more than $1 million in, COVID relief and various forms of wire fraud, mail fraud, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. She's now awaiting trial, Monica Cannon Grant, the Bostonian of the Year. Well, it's the end of the year, so the Globe has some new Bostonians of the Year. Would you care to guess who one group of them are? You can't make this stuff up. It's beyond Babylon Bee parody. The residents of Martha's Vineyard for welcoming the illegal aliens for all of 44 hours before they booted them off the island in horror and disgust. Yes, they have been named the Bostonians of the Year, among others. I guess they were honorable mentions. Bill Russell was the 2022 Bostonian of the Year, but they got an honorable mention. Rachel Self set up in the back of the church meeting individually with the illegals. A couple of them turned out to be from Peru, as everybody said, because you don't get automatic asylum if you're from Peru, which is, you know, it's a screwed up South American country, but it's not communist. Unlike Venezuela. So what they do is they get to the border and then they throw away their passports and they all claim to be Venezuelans or Haitians or something so they can get the automatic asylum. So they turned out to be from Peru. And so another guy, Larkin Stallings, and his wife had grown so close to four four related illegals, that they visited them at the base. This is the base on Cape Cod once they've been tossed off the island. That was, God, you don't get much more
barbaric
neighborly than that. Get the hell off our island, you, whatever you are. We'll come and visit you when you're in custody. The four Venezuelans later moved in with the Stallings before Larkin Stallings, for indeed he has two last names, arranged for them to live in a friend's empty cottage.
I got two last names. What do you want me to do?
It didn't take long for Larkin Stallings to realize that the warm glow of brotherhood on the vineyard wasn't universal. A stranger who'd learned about him from cable news and social media emailed to say how appalled she was by his role in what she referred to as illegal immigration. Which is indeed what it was, is. She hurled insults at him, but he suppressed the rage to fight back with his own. And guess what? They met and they found common ground. Immigration, says the Boston Globe, is too complex to get right through tweets and sound bites. And if you don't believe me, just ask an earlier Bostonian of the Year, Monica Cannon Grant. By the way, Martha's Vineyard is kind of far away from Boston, isn't it? It's separated by the ocean, is it not? But they're rich. They're rich and they're white. They have trust funds. They don't work. So everyone at the Boston Globe totally identifies with them. I can see why they wanted, why they named them the Bostonians of the Year.
$25,000 is not even minimum wage, but it had every black person in the community outraged. $25,000, that is chump change.
An earlier winner of the award. I'm so excited that the original My Slippers are back in stock. I have a pair and I love them. These slippers are the number one selling MyPillow product. And now they've added smaller sizes, larger sizes, wider sizes, and all new colors. And here's the best part. When you use promo code Howie, you will save $90 a pair for what I call heaven on your feet. With the $90 discount, they come in for less than $50, and that's a hell of a deal. They're exclusive, patented, four-layer design makes these slippers ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they will help relieve stress on your feet. They're designed to wear indoors and out all day long. You'll absolutely love My Slippers, and now they're extending their 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2023, making them the best Christmas gifts ever. Go to MyPillow.com and use promo code Howie or call 800-658-4965 to save $90 on the original My Slippers. That's only $49.98 a pair with the code Howie. Quantities won't last long at this price, so order yours today. Go to MyPillow.com and don't forget the code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Why do we have the jump line? Well, because we can't be serious all the time.
A little nonsense now and then is relished by the wisest man.
The Jump Line, weekdays at 5, right here on The Howie Carr Show.
This hour of The Howie Carr Show is brought to you by the 110 Grill. Reserve your private dining room now for your holiday function. No room fees and custom menu available. To learn more, go to 110grill.com.
Fun fact, Charles Dickens modeled Ebenezer Scrooge after Howie.
He was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, a squeezing, wrenching, grasping, clutching, covetous old sinner.
All right, so I'm lying. Howie's not quite that old. Merry Christmas from Howie Carr.
I think A Christmas Carol was set in 1844. He wrote it in 1843 and set it a year ahead. I think that's the way it worked. It was a little before my time. And it was before that famous Christmas party where the Shock Jock mistook his wife for a Duraflame log. Today's poll question is brought to you by Omaha Steaks. The holidays are here, and the steak experts at Omaha Steaks have put together special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and use code Howie at checkout to get $30 off your order. The site-wide sale continues, but I think it's supposed to run out today or tonight. So get there quickly, and you'll get 50% off site-wide. And if you use code word Howie, you'll get another $30 off your order at checkout. Minimum order may be required. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Should the 8,400 military members fired by the Department of Defense for refusing the vaccine be reinstated now? Yes, no, or unsure because they did violate a direct order?
I say yes, they should be reinstated.
96% say yes, the rest is split.
Yeah, and you know, I think that earlier caller was right that there's probably a hell of a lot more than 8,400. That's the number they were citing last night, some of the Republican senators, which I think they probably got right from the DOD, some flack, like John Kirby, the retired Rear Admiral. I don't buy it. I think there were a lot more than 8,400 people quit or were forced out of the military. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says the nude college guy was actually going for his PhD, pervert harassing dames. Alberto was his name. Alberto Araya. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Let's see. All right. I wanted to mention, I've been talking all day about how they've been brooming all these cases. They don't file charges against, in this case, illegal aliens. And by the way, these guys all had the charges reduced. The original charge was aggravated organized retail crime over $10,000. I mean, $31,000. I believe that's over $10,000. So the crime should have been aggravated organized retail crime. But you know what it was reduced to? Again, this isn't, they're Providence men from Guatemala. It was reduced to larceny over $1,200 because they don't want to hurt these. These undocumented Democrats, Perez, et cetera, et cetera. But you know, it's not just illegal aliens that are getting everything taken care of and not getting prosecuted. This Weymouth guy, the guy that they caught down here in Miami Beach, his name was Christopher Keeley, and he murdered the elderly couple in Marshfield in a dispute over a dog. Just killed them. And then fled. He did it on Thanksgiving. He should have been behind bars too. And he's an American citizen. He was charged with a number of crimes in Quincy District Court before he finally committed a murder, including carrying a dangerous weapon, to wit, a gun, to wit, brass knuckles, conspiracy to violate drug laws, having an unregistered car. An unregistered car. He's lucky he wasn't charged with impersonating an illegal alien, a member of a privileged class. Felony breaking and entering a building during the daytime, malicious destruction of a motor vehicle, and more. In the 2016 case, Keeley and three of his junkie friends were charged with beating and robbing an autistic man. And apparently the woman they were with had to intervene because he was doing a real number on this guy. He might have even killed him. Despite having priors, Judge Kevin O'Day dismissed all the charges against him. I've written about this guy, Judge O'Day, before in the Boston Herald. He dismissed charges in 2010 after hearing the arguments from Jim Fagan. He's the state rep who was defeated by Sean O'Connell in Taunton. He dismissed charges against a bachelor Taunton city councilor accused of trolling for gay sex in a condom-littered public park in Brockton. I'm reading my own words now. In 2020, he and his friend were arrested driving around with a stolen gun and prescription drugs while wearing brass knuckles. They just keep brooming these charges against him until he finally kills the elderly couple in Marshfield that he was staying with at the behest of another member of the family. They were also arrested for having improper plates on their car, much like the Providence men, etc., etc., etc. 844-500-4242. In the halls of justice, the only justice is in the halls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
508 says, obviously with illegal firearm possession, this bum was also charged with a Bartley Fox violation with mandatory 1 year on and after sentence, right? Yeah. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. I'm so old I can remember when they used to have those signs on the border, you know, north and south of Massachusetts. Warning! Possession of an unlicensed firearm results in a mandatory 1 year sentence on and after under the Bartley Fox. When was the last time that was enforced? I can't remember. It was never enforced. Even in the 70s, it wasn't enforced very much. But now, nothing. 844-500-4242-860 says $31,000 down to $1,200. That's what they charged the Providence men with at the Home Depot in West Roxbury. Now, that's some Democrat fuzzy math. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. They dumped another bunch of Twitter files today. Matt Taibbi did it, and it's the FBI. The Twitter files, part six. Twitter, the FBI subsidiary. So this is what the Taibbi said. It's, you know, we haven't gone through it. This stuff is hard to follow in the releases, but and it comes out at odd times. But here's some of it. This is from the Washington Examiner. The new release details the communications between federal agencies and the social platform over election misinformation. That should be in quotation marks. And offers insight into how often the two entities interacted and managed political content on the platform. Managed or mismanaged political content. Manipulate, I think the better word would be manipulated political content on the platform. But like I said, this is being written in real time. And, I'm sure it'll be cleaned up later on. This is what Taibbi said. Twitter's contact with the FBI was constant and pervasive, as if it were a subsidiary. Between January 2020 and November 2022, there were over 150 emails between the FBI and former Twitter trust and safety chief Yoel Roth.
This Yoel Roth is your FBI.
Yoel Roth is the guy who got his PhD from the University of Pennsylvania. On a dissertation he wrote on Grindr, the gay pickup site. So this is November of 2022. This email that Taibbi cites, and if you're saying, hey, that was just a couple of weeks ago, you're correct. They were, until the very end, until Baker, I guess, was fired, and until Yoel Roth was fired, the FBI was still controlling Twitter sites and Twitter's shutdowns of people's accounts. Hello, Twitter contents. And then this is what Taibbi says. This is a good way to describe it. The master canine quality of the FBI's relationship to Twitter comes through in this November 2022 email in which FBI San Francisco is notifying you it wants action on four accounts. Action, the actual tweet didn't come through. I don't see what it is. But listen, that The FBI San Francisco is notifying you it wants action. They're not asking for action or saying, we think we have something that's problematic here. They're saying they're notifying them. They're ordering them. Fetch! Roll over, Yoel. Roll over. The FBI also sent lists of accounts that, quote, may warrant additional action due to the accounts being utilized to spread misinformation about the upcoming election. This is from 2020, obviously. Twitter took the list and responded later to the FBI, noting the specific actions involved. Agent Chan passed on a list to his Twitter folks. Twitter then replied with a list of actions taken. Note mercy shown to actor Billy Baldwin. This is just sickening that this was going on. I mean, you know, again, we knew the FBI was corrupt, but it just gets worse and worse by the day. It's not a law enforcement agency. It's a secret police for the Democrat Party. What most people think of as the deep state, Taibbi concluded, is actually a tangled collaboration of state agencies, private contractors, and sometimes state-funded NGOs, non-governmental organizations. The lines become so blurred as to be meaningless. So this is how bad it was, and it's everything they did was to protect Democrats. There was nothing done here to protect, forget Donald Trump. There was nothing done to protect Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, Paul Ryan, rhinos, in other words. They don't care. It's just Democrats. They're going to protect Democrats. And they're not going to protect, by the way, they're not going to protect Tulsi Gabbard, who's not a Democrat anymore, or Joe Manchin, who is always dithering about leaving the party, or Kyrsten Sinema, who has left the party. It's only the Chuck Schumers. It's only the Nancy Pelosi's who get protected. And again, I repeat, it wasn't a huge deal. I'm not a victim like many people, but when I tried to post something about Nancy Pelosi's father being in connected with the mob when he was mayor of Baltimore, and I tried to link to an FBI report, from 1960 or thereabouts, I got stopped. So that's how much they were even censoring their own material to protect Democrats, because that's what they do. 844-500-4242. 917 says, who are you kidding? McConnell and McCarthy, they're all in on it. They're all part of the protected class. They get kicked in the ass every once in a while. But why do you think they hate Trump? Because he was a threat to them all. But I'm just saying, as far as I can see, they're not censoring anything. You can call McConnell Cocaine Mitch if you want. But you can't refer to Nancy Pelosi's father's mob ties. It's Democrats protecting Democrats. That's what this is all about. 844-500-4242. So this guy, one of the people that got banned by Elon Musk yesterday, one of the quote unquote journalists, Aaron Rupar, he's defended by someone named at JoJo from Jurors. I don't know who the hell she is, but she has a blue check mark. So this was when Trump was banned. Here's what she sent out. A reminder, as the former guy, meaning Trump, sends out a statement no one is sharing. He is banned from social media for a reason. He is banned. It's undoubtedly infuriating him right now that he can't marathon rage tweet. But that's good. He's a bad man, quote unquote, who did bad things. Let him rage. Okay, so she has no problems. Trump didn't violate any of the regulations, the terms of service, as they call it at Twitter. They said that themselves. He didn't violate it. He crossed the Democrats. He crossed the FBI. He crossed the deep state, so he had to go. So this same woman, this is what she writes after Aaron Rupar, or Aaron Rupar. Is banned last night by Elon Musk for screwing around with his flight logs, his flight destinations on his private jet. Aaron Rupar is my friend, and his account is the first one I check in the morning and the last one I check at night. He needs to be reinstated. It's just that simple. If it weren't for double standards, these people would have no standards at all. None whatsoever. Trump can get banned for being angry about being screwed over. But when somebody new comes in and says, you can't do stuff that could get me assassinated. That was the word he used, assassinated. That's a violation of the First Amendment, man. You can't violate Democrats' rights to the First Amendment. If you agree with what we say, we're saying it's free speech. If you say something we don't agree with, it's misinformation, it's disinformation, it's hate speech. It's an existential threat to democracy, man. Fred, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Fred.
Hey, Howie. I want to point out that the other big tech companies probably do exactly the same thing and probably collude with the FBI, too.
I'm sure they do.
Yeah. I can give you an example. Back when they were doing the petition, I searched for Fair and Secure. That was the group that had the petitions for the licenses that we were doing. And I got page after page from Google about how this group was trying to do this, how this group was trying to do that. Like all these obscure little things, Newton Patch or Auburndale Patch. Did I get to their website? No. I finally had to type in http://fairandsecure.com, and that was the only way I could get to it. And I'm sure that they would not have done that.
No, I remember people. We used to give the web address, and people would say, "I can't find it. I can't find it." We have to give it over and over again, and we'd have to link with it almost every night. Remember, Taylor?
Boy, do I remember! I still have nightmares.
But, you know, sometimes people like me aren't very good on the internet. But in this case, you know, Fred is right. They were being hamstrung. People were being hamstrung.
Well, it wasn't a very good website that was set up to begin with. I mean, there's a lot that goes into building a website, including building code to make sure that you do come up in the Google searches. That's part of it.
I wouldn't
blame Google for that.
No, but I think, you know what, I think ultimately if you said which of these corporations has more power in society, I'd say Google has a lot more power than Twitter, in my opinion. And I think Google hasn't been touched. Google is not as vulnerable because they have more ways to make money. They make billions, obviously. We all know it from having to deal with them, and so they're not vulnerable to a takeover by Elon Musk or anybody else. Thanks for the call there, Fred. That's everything you said I totally agree with. 844-500-4242. Nick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Nick.
So, Howie, if the malignant dwarf, also known as Merrick Garland, decides to go ahead and investigate and try Trump for treason, okay, this is the official end of the constitutional process, especially including a normal constitutional impeachment, etc., whereby he was examined, investigated, and voted.
I don't think it would be treason. They would accuse him of sedition, which is maybe it's just a technical difference, but I don't know. I think it would be a huge mistake on their part to indict him. It's just so absurd. It's just, you know, no one. I mean, it would play to their base of the deranged non-working classes. But it's just not. It's not a good look. You're right. It would be a big mistake on behalf of the Brandon administration, the Democrat Party, and just it would be a horrible move for the whole country. You're right about that. Thanks for the call, Nick. All right, now the site-wide sale at Omaha Steaks is ending shortly, and it may be ending even at midnight tonight. It's still on right now. Get on omahasteaks.com. You can get 50% off site-wide. 50% off site-wide. It's still a great Christmas present. It's everybody loves getting a delivery of Omaha Steaks because they know every meal that's in there and every side dish and every dessert, everything is of the highest possible quality, and it shows how much you love or appreciate the person you're sending the Omaha Steaks gift box to, and send one to yourself, by the way. And not only if you order before midnight and maybe even tomorrow, I don't know, but I know it runs at least through midnight tonight. 50% off site-wide sale, and if you use my name at checkout, you can get an extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. But the holidays are here. Christmas is 9 days away now, and you can still achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha steaks. They put together a delicious selection of various gift packages to make shopping for the ones you love nice and easy. They even have chicken-fried steaks. Oh, those are the best. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use code Howie at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. They have everything you need to give a gift that's simply perfect. Butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, everything. Delicious desserts, potato au gratin, everything. Don't wait. Order right now. Beat the shipping rush. You're almost running out of time. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout. It's a gift from the heart, Omaha Steaks. It will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence, knowing you're ordering the very best. omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code Howie at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Don't forget to use promo code Howie at checkout. Go there right now, 50% off. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
Not even Santa works his elves as hard as Howie works his staff.
Now get to work! 10 minutes break! Not for you!
Howie Carr.
What we're dealing with here is a complete lack of respect for the law.
Howie Carr is back.
This is interesting that the latest drop that Matt Taibbi has posted with the FBI playing footsie with Twitter. The FBI ordering Twitter what to do is what it amounts to. And then I was just looking at the list of some of the accounts that were banned or censored. And I said, I don't recognize any of these. And then it occurred to me, of course I don't recognize them. They were banned. How would I... That was the whole point of the exercise, wasn't it? My tax dollars were paying to make sure that I, a taxpayer, couldn't read anything other than what the deep state wanted me and you and everyone to see. And here's the list of tweets sent by the FBI. These are the ones that were to be proscribed, canceled, banned, whatever. Often involved joke-level content and had low engagement, meaning nobody saw them to begin with. They didn't have any followers, but they still had to go. We must shut them down. Jawohl. Nicht wahr. 844-500-4242. 860, it sounds like Elon should put a breathalyzer on Twitter. These drunken Democrats can't remember what they posted. They can remember it. They don't care. Who's going to call them out on it? You know? The Twitter police? You'd have to make a citizen's arrest on all these people. 844-500-4242. You know, don't let Elvis Chan or Yoel Roth see those bumper stickers on the back of your car. They'll be coming after you. They'll be banning you, or they were trying to ban you as recently as last month. I mean, that's really amazing. By that point, Elon Musk owned it. But I guess they figured Jim Baker was there. You know, he was a Democrat member of the secret police, and he was a solid comrade. An operative. All right. Have a good weekend, everybody.